Talking Newspaper Sport for July, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly chat about the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with bowls, and news that the 2021 Centre Vale Bowls Academy should be up and running by the time you listen to this roundup. The Academy will take place at Todmorden Bowling Club's HQ at Centre Vale Park, thought to be the only club in the country with four full-size greens to its name. The club is already into its annual programme of match bowls in the Todmorden League, as well as the Burnley and Pendle League, and the Academy is designed to introduce newcomers or improvers to the club. The weekly sessions will take place every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and, says the clubhouse poster, are open to anyone aged 3 to 103. It's a chance to either learn from scratch or develop a player's bowling skills, and all equipment will be provided as necessary. The only rule in force is for flat-soled shoes to be worn to protect the greens. So put the word around and help the club make use of those four greens. Now, cricket. And this time we start with Walsden and their quest for a league and cup double in the Lancashire League. Walsden have made a big impression since joining the league 3 years ago, soon after the demise of Central Lancashire League, their home for over 100 years. And their settled side, led by Nick Barker, continues to prosper this time round, leading the way in the title race and reaching the semi-final of the Worsley Cup knockout competition for the first time. They celebrated passing the halfway point of the season with what may prove a crucial victory over their nearest rivals Clitheroe in a rain-affected match at Scott Street. Batting first, Walsden rattled up a quick-fire 210 for 7, with Josh Gale hitting 74. And Gale then completed a fine all-round display by claiming 5 wickets for 50, as Clitheroe were dismissed for 160. And they reached the last four of the cup with a 6-wicket victory over Burnley, who were bowled out for 142, thanks in no small part to Walsden professional Umesh Karunaratne's splendid 4 for 15 from his 10 overs. And Walsden then knocked off the runs for the loss of 4 wickets, with Cameron Henson hitting an unbeaten 49. So it's all to play for at Scott Street in the second half of the season. And now, for news of the return of the Park Run UK to Centre Vale Park, which has been delayed because of coronavirus. We reported last time that this weekly event that was so popular for Todmorden fun runners until cut short last year because of the virus had been postponed again from its original restart date in early June. But now we understand that a new date for the return of the 5 km fun run, open to runners of all standards and all ages, has been set for July 24th, and all being well, it will continue for the foreseeable future. Back to cricket now, and no review of Todmorden's recent Lancashire League progress would be complete without giving pride of place to opening batsman Bilal Abbas and Ben Sutcliffe, after failing to trouble the scorers in Todd's home defeat by Clitheroe. Bilal and Ben have hit the run trail with a vengeance. They put on 102 in a 111 run win over Colne, followed that with 117 in a 7-wicket victory over Compton, compiled 83 in the 8-wicket defeat by Lower House, and then put on 107 as Middleton were beaten by 34 runs. Bilal has scored the more heavily with 96 against Colne among his 3 half-centuries, whilst both batsmen top 50 against Middleton Congratulations to them both, and long may it continue. Meanwhile, new pro Manisankar Murasinghe hammered his first century 104 from 46 balls with 9 sixes and 7 fours against Middleton. On to our runners, and a field of 24 Todd Harriers were among 100 who took part in the Crag Vale Fell race at the beginning of the month, with Annie Hassel claiming the women's prize with a time of 31 minutes and 42 seconds. Harriers, appropriately named Joe Mountain, took on the Skiddaw Fell race, which takes runners from Keswick to the top of Skiddaw and back, and finished in 47th place out of 84 with a time of 1 hour, 44 minutes and 58 seconds. And Duncan Cannon, who was the only Harrier to take part in the arduous Eddie's Revenge Fell race around the Shore District of Oldham, finished 11th out of 155 finishers. And finally, sad news of Todmorden cricket stalwart Bob Marshall, past president and chairman of the club, who has died aged 82.